coming in, it hits this shore pretty heavy. Going out, it hits the Newington shore pretty heavy. It is a dramatic roar. It really is.
Jack Parr, a retired aerospace systems engineer, points to the water under the Little Bay Bridge in Dover, New Hampshire. Here, tides from the Great Bay move quickly through a narrow opening to the Piscataqua River at almost 9 feet per second at its maximum. Parr sits on a state commission that will study tidal power generation here under the bridge.
It's just one of many things that you have to do if you want to, quote, save the planet or otherwise cut down our carbon emissions.
Renewable energy experts say energy from tides, currents, and waves could double the hydropower output in the U.S., producing 20% of the nation's electricity. Right now, only one company is producing tidal power so far in the United States. A little-known startup called Verdant Power has six underwater turbines resembling windmills in the East River in New York. Founder Trey Taylor says those turbines can generate power 18 hours a day.
And then that power then is put directly into the supermarket and the parking garage. Oh, and by the way, in that parking garage in New York City, there are electric vehicles that plug into tidal power, which we think is pretty cool.
Taylor foresees a time when 300 of these underwater turbines will power about 8,000 homes in New York. Verdant Power has also spent more than $2 million putting high-tech equipment in the water to test how fish would react to the slow-moving turbines.
All we're seeing so far, and this is all recorded, is what we were told by fish biologists who we went to who did some modeling to say the fish will swim through them because they're turning so slowly or they'll swim around them. And what we're seeing is fish are swimming around them and because there's a lot of separation between the turbines.
But Jack Parr points out that the turbine technology that works well in New York's East River might not be appropriate for the Piscataqua.
We have deep water shipping, we have harbor seals, and we have stripers, and we have lobsters, none of which are present on that other site. And so there's a little bit more to be careful of.
But another company studying tidal power on the East Coast has come up with a type of technology that may alleviate that problem. Oceana Energy, which holds permits along the Piscataqua River, has technology that looks like a large wheel with an open center. Project manager Charles Cooper says that allows marine mammals to swim through.
The open center approach, we think, is both more environmentally friendly and likely less costly, and also likely to be able to be scaled to different sizes and generate a lot for the amount of hardware that has to be put together.
But Cooper says each site is different, and Oceana remains open to using other companies' technology. He says tides in the Piscataqua could theoretically produce about 100 megawatts of power, enough for about 100,000 homes.
That's a substantial amount of power, but I think that's not really the main emphasis of this type of development. This is going to be something that can be looked at as supplemental to the real base load energy generation.
Cooper says while East Coast tides have less strength than those on the West Coast, they come with more regularity and typically surround heavily populated areas. Verdant Power officials believe the renewable energy will eventually be profitable. An early analysis shows tidal power costing Verdant 7 to 8 cents per kilowatt hour. Those energy costs are slightly higher than natural gas and fuel oil. And so far, Verdant has produced that without government subsidies. The Environment Report, I'm Amy Quinton.